Well, why don't bees sting? Native bees don't sting because they have little tiny nests, meaning they have one female and 10 eggs. The insects that sting have giant nests, like the non-native honeybee, which could have 3,000, or a wasp, or a yellow jacket. Those aren't bees, but they have huge nests. They've got thousands of babies. So if you're stomping along on the ground and you stomp on their hole, they come up and say, "Oh my gosh, somebody's going to try and kill all my 10,000 babies." And so, of course, they have an aggressive response. But if you walk along in a hole of a native bee, there's only one adult female and 8 eggs. They can sting, but they don't. They're just not aggressive because they don't have to protect 7 eggs like a wasp would have to protect 10,000. So don't be worried about it. Don't be worried. Here's another thing. When bees do try and protect themselves, it's either because they're getting injured, like I say, you might step on it or something by accident, or your dog would eat an apple and there's a bee on it. That would get them a sting. But they don't sting when they're not by their nest. They sting when they're protecting their nest, and what you're looking for is flowers. So you've got this yellow jacket, they nest in the ground and they've got real big hives by the end of summer, could have 10,000. And that all of the yellow jackets in a half mile or a mile radius, they're all right there. So if a predator comes to that spot, that's a big impact on the population. If they come and they find that ground nesting bee, that's not the only one in a half mile. There are hundreds of them. So it just has a small impact. So evolutionarily, the big hives, they have to be aggressive because if you find their babies, you really, their population takes a hit. You've got 80% of the bees in that area, or the wasps in that area, if you find that one cache. Whereas if you find the solitary bee, you've got less than 1% of the bees. That's the thinking behind the hive hypothesis.